Hi, thank you for listening to Alt Latino. Our friends Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton host the All Songs Considered podcast. It's a music discussion and discovery podcast. You can find new All Songs episodes every Tuesday at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Latin alternative music has been around in some form or another since about the late 1980s when the Rock en Español movement started to move across Latin America. Now, I'm not a sociologist, but I'm going to go out on a limb to say that the popularity of Latin alternative music hit a point of critical mass earlier this month when there were not one, not two, but three music festivals around the country featuring Latin alternative bands from the U.S. and Latin America, all happening at the same time. They featured bands like the one we're hearing now, Chicano Batman. So we sent our crack team of Alt Latino reporters to cover these festivals. I'm kind of lying. We don't have a crack team. But what we do have are some very good friends who stepped up to attend the festivals and report back to us with some highlights. First stop is Chicago for the first annual Ruido Fest, 3 days worth of Latin alternative music. Catalina Maria Johnson is the host of her own radio show in Chicago called Beat Latino, and she joins us from the grounds of Adam Medill Park in the largely Latino neighborhood of Pilsen. Catalina, welcome.
Hi, Felix. Well, it's a wonderful time here in Chicago, and thanks for inviting me to share our first annual inaugural Ruido Fest. We are making some beautiful music here in Chicago.
Okay, we just heard from Chicano Batman. They were one of 40 bands that played there in Chicago. Let's hear some more from them. Catalina, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear Jalapeño.
Échale ajito, cortadito, pa' que sepa sabroso. No te olvides de mi jalapeño, porque soy el dueño del sabor más picoso. El sabor más picoso, el sabor más sabroso, el sabor más picoso. Que la vida eterna me llena de vida y salud, me mantiene, me sostiene feliz. Estoy en las nubes, soy el rayo de pura energía y luz, soy libertad. Por eso yo hurgo la tierra, yo soy campesino, yo soy de verdad. Soy compartiendo de su eterna belleza, adentro y afuera todo es lo mismo. Tropicalismo, tropicalismo, enchila a mí. El sabor más picoso, el sabor más sabroso, el sabor más picoso.
We should say that the Ruido Fest was promoted and put on by the group that runs the Riot Fest. And it seems like that's a very, very big investment of time and money and their brand to reach out to the Latino audience and specifically the Latin alternative audience.
Yes, I think it is, and I think it shows the importance of this very young demographic group. And I mean, it's much younger and much bigger than the young people of other ethnicities in this country by and large. And it will continue to grow. I think it's becoming a huge cultural force, and I think people are beginning to recognize that. This festival was so impressive to me, the way, for its first edition, how well it understood the psychology of the young people that it's addressing. There was a ring, there was lucha libre wrestling demonstrations, and each of the stages has a lucha libre related name. There's Las Máscaras, the masks, there's Santo Stage and Demon Stage. There's also the food went from Indian food and chicken and the regular stuff to a great selection of tacos. So there's that understanding of this very large, culturally important, culturally effective young group of people who straddle two worlds, two cultures, at least two worlds, two cultures, two languages, and all kinds of genres.
From that thought, let's move on to the next band, which is the next band that you thought effectively straddled that gulf.
Well, this is a very interesting band from Guadalajara, Jalisco, from Mexico. It's called Descartes Acant. And those are, of course, the period of modern philosophers. So this is a very cerebral group. They're very theatrical. Each song that they come out and sing almost tells a story, and there's definitely props and costumes. It's fronted by three incredibly fierce women, and that's Descartes Acant from Guadalajara.
While I was walking today, I realized I was asking myself the same questions I usually ask on my birthday. Am I proud? Am I old?
Am I mature?
Am I stable?
What the f*** did I do this year?
Am I better?
Am I wiser?
Am I successful?
Am I in love?
Am I sick?
Hi, sweetheart, come and tell me, what should I wear?
Okay, Catalina, what's next?
Well, here's one that I wasn't sure I was going to like. I thought it might be too much of kind of like a niche sound, kind of maybe too much of a group that just did one kind of thing and preserved it. It's a group called Rebel Cats, and they've been around for about a decade. They're from Mexico, and they do rockabilly.
Catalina Maria Johnson, thank you so much for checking in from Chicago. And now Rebel Cats with their song El Gato con Botas, The Cat with the Boots. Next, we make our way to New York City for the 16th annual Latin Alternative Music Conference. And unlike many of the other music festivals around the country, this one also includes a lot of panel discussions about various subjects of interest to fans and music business professionals who are working within the Latin alternative music genre. But the big draw is the onslaught of music presented in just about all five boroughs of the city. The 2015 Austin Musician of the Year and our good friend Gina Chavez was in New York this week. Gina, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be back.
Okay, before we get into the music, where are you right now?
We're actually standing right outside of Summer Stage at Central Park, where a huge crowd just left from the last show of LAMC, and everybody's going home after a week of incredible Latin alternative music. First and foremost, Jepe from Chile. Oh my gosh. He performed at the Highline and he put on a phenomenal show. Honestly, I've been a fan of his music for a few years now, but seeing his show and the way that he visually represents it, not to mention playing the drums and singing at the same time, he just keeps the visuals so interesting. He has two dancers that have these really intricate costumes and very, you know, particular dances for each track. So he blew my socks off.
This is Hombre by Jepe.
Caníbales con disfraces finos y elegantes llegan a la fiesta. Caminando por la calle vienen de una forma, llegan a la puerta. Dejan problemas de lado, la escuela, el trabajo. Estamos de fiesta. Todas las manos arriba, los ojos encima. ¿Dónde está mi presa? Si tu mujer tiene hambre. Alguien
Okay, that was Jepe. What's next, Gina?
There was a group out of DFA, out of Mexico, named Torre Blanca. They're kind of an indie pop band, and they really caught my attention. I think their music it's very accessible.
Okay, let's hear Vapor by Torre Blanca. Okay, Gina, you know, there seems to be quite an informal system of support and encouragement among musicians that are making what we're calling Latin alternative music now. But of course, there's got to be some exceptions. But am I wrong in thinking that you all are offering each other encouraging words and maybe the occasional constructive criticism, all in the name of moving the music forward as a whole?
For sure. You know, that's one reason I keep coming back to this conference is it's a pretty tight-knit family, and I love that about the Latin music scene, that it seems that even all over the world, it's a pretty small family. And at the same time, you know, I'm constantly learning new things and meeting new people, and there's so much great music out there. So I've really been enjoying coming to this conference for the past few years and being able to talk to panelists and musicians alike and being in close quarters with them.
Now, let's get back to the music. Who else made an impression this week?
There was a group out of Colombia. Their name is Diamante Eléctrico, and it's a rock band. You know, they're pretty much straight up rock, and it's a trio. You know, and they make a lot of noise for being a trio. And one of the things that really impressed me as a musician and a fan is that the lead singer actually is the bass player. And having attempted that myself, it's really difficult. So for those who don't know that out there, it's really hard to play bass and sing at the same time. But Juan, who's the lead singer, he does a really great job of it. And they pull off, you know, kind of that power rock trio quite well.
Okay, now before we play the song, Gina Chavez, thank you so much for pulling yourself away from the lovely city of Austin to hang in New York for a week and to talk to us about some of the great music you saw at the LAMC. Come back and visit us again real soon, okay?
Claro, fue un placer.
This is Todo Va a Ver from Diamante Electronico. And now let's stop in Philadelphia. The third annual Nuevo Fest was smaller, one night, seven bands, but it was just as important because it was another example of Latin alternative music being supported by a part of the mainstream culture, in this case, public radio. NPR member station WXPN partnered with local presenters Afro Taino Productions in Philadelphia to plant the flag of Latin ska, rock, and folk music in what we call the Mid-Atlantic region. All of the bands contributed to the energy level of the evening, but I want to point out the amazing performance of a band from El Salvador called Arrecifo. These guys have been together for almost 20 years, and this was their first tour of the U.S. They made quite an impression on me and the crowd. Now, this track from their album called Ska de la Gente gives you an idea of how they killed the crowd. This is called Odisea de Fabio. What was cool about Nuevo Fest was the variety of sounds. High energy, mellow acoustic. The acoustic band Rodrigo Solo from Venezuela was next. And they are the alter ego of a heavy rock band called Vinyl Lovers. What they did was deliver a lesson in how to use acoustic instruments with the kind of energetic dynamics, musical dynamics, that elevated their performance beyond the crowd and my expectations. This is a track from their recently released album called No Estás Solo. This track is called Tal Vez No Se Hunda El Barco.
Encontraré las canciones más antiguas. Las cantaré mil y un veces hasta que aparezca frente a mí. Aunque sea tu silueta, la tomaré. Agradecido. Oh.
After hearing bands from Colombia, Venezuela, Peru, and El Salvador, it was time to hear a band from my home country, California. The Southern California band Aparato took the stage armed with Mexican folk guitars, which of course they cranked up to make the great rock jarocho they do so well. This is the song Aurora from their last CD. Great playing, and the vocalist Cat has one of the best voices in rock. Check this out.
In the pocket of the sky, the moon has a foolish chase. Come closer, closer now. The tides are rising faster again.
So much for joining us this week as we visited three Latin alternative music festivals in three cities. My thanks to our friends Catalina Maria Johnson and Gina Chavez for helping out this week. Also, special thanks to producer Nadia Raymond for her technical expertise to help us make this all happen. You can hear all of the songs that we play today in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Also, check in with us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Let us know if there's a festival in your neck of the woods that we should know about. I'm Felix Contreras, and this has been Alt Latino.
Amen.